tell you, this couple not only, you know, got started in their business, but they have built their business to the millionaire status in Ambit Energy. Okay, when you listen to Brian's training on how to implement the paradigm shift, one of the things that you really want to do is to go to topambitleaders.com. You go to topambitleaders.com, you click on the training tab, and you want to start with gathering loyal customers. And she is the featured speaker trainer on those videos of gathering loyal customers, okay? She's going to make a difference for your business when you look at that video. She's going to make a difference for your business when you listen to her tonight. Please welcome executive consultant, soon to be national consultant, million-dollar income earner, Ms. Maryam Wadeau. Mary, you there?
I am here, Barrett, for that introduction. I'm so excited to be on the call. Brian actually was planning on being on the call, but he is stuck in a massive torrential downpour on his way to Louisiana. So love being on the call, but I just am so filled with a wealth of information because I literally just got back late last night from Yellow Jacket Mentoring with Brian at his ranch. And it was definitely, I'm so glad I was there because it just definitely reminded me of a lot of things. It was my second time to be at Yellow Jacket Mentoring. Richard and I got to participate in his inaugural Yellow Jacket Mentoring years and years ago when he did it at the training center. It has evolved a bit since then, but certainly was well worth our time. In fact, Regina Gale and I, national consultant, Millionaire Club member, she and I usually we actually had our Women Empowering Women weekend planned for this past weekend, and we saw that it was important enough for us both to be there that we decided to postpone our weekend, our Women Empowering Women weekend, so that we could attend Yellow Jacket Mentoring. And I'm glad we did, because Brian reminded me of a lot of things in that weekend or yesterday that I think a lot of us need to remember or need to know. I think one of the things, the first thing that Brian talked about was kind of John Maxwell's Law of the Lid from his book, The 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership. And in that Law of the Lid, he talks about, you know, your leadership, or what Brian says, not just leadership, but personal growth, the mental mind game of this business, that is the thing that is going to be the lid to your effectiveness in this business. You see, a lot of times people focus on knowledge or expertise or the mechanics of the business, and they try to get better and better at it, but they never work on their leadership or their personal growth or the mental mind game. And so their effectiveness in this business is really capped. And so, you know, you hear it all the time that Ambit Energy isn't just a business where you can make money. It is really a great personal growth and development program with an incredible compensation plan attached to it. And the more you develop yourself, the better you're going to get this business. And so if you're not currently working on yourself in some capacity, working on your leadership ability, working on your effectiveness with people, or working on your thought processes, you're not sufficiently preparing yourself for the marathon of this business. This business is not a sprint, it's a marathon. And what's going to take you winning the marathon is not just learning the mechanics of the business and, you know, what we would teach in Jumpstart training or what we would teach in any one of our trainings. In fact, Richard was shout out to my husband who's in Boston right now. He did a great training yesterday with Tony and Diana Procopio put on and hosted with national consultants Ray Monty and Chris and Debbie Atkinson and a whole myriad of amazing presenters. But, you know, they did a lot of the mechanics probably. And I'm going to guess that they probably did some personal growth and development in that as well. Because if you look at some of the top income earners, what they've spent their time doing is really developing themselves, developing their leadership, developing their ability to be with people and communicate. And so, you know, a great book is John Maxwell's 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership. And years ago, we did a CD series with John, and you can get them. I believe you can still get them in the Ambit store. I know a lot of leaders have copies of them that you can buy. I know we have some for our team, but John Maxwell did a great CD series with some really incredible Ambit leaders, as well as our co-founders, Jerry Thompson Jr. and Chris Chambliss. And it's the 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership in Ambit Energy. And so I would highly recommend you get that as part of your arsenal for growing and developing your own leadership, because that really is going to be the key to making all the difference in the world. I was in the car with a whole bunch of consultants, and I was doing a three-way call. It was an impromptu call that one of the other, Madhu, I'm not even going to try to pronounce Madhu's last name, but she had just promoted executive, and she had asked me if I would do a three-way call with one of her consultants. And I did the call, and because I've done a lot of personal growth and development, I have a lot of training on being with people, I could tell and I could listen. Somebody said, how did you know to say what you said to turn the call? Because they could hear the lady's voice, even though, you know, it wasn't on speakerphone, they could hear the tone of her voice muffled through the phone as I was talking to her. And they said the tone of her voice dramatically changed when I said what I said. They said, how do you know to say that? How did you know that was going on? I said, you know, I've been spending years of working on myself and years of developing myself, years of personal growth. And in a seminar I did with Landmark Education, one of their training programs, there was a distinction called listening to the listening, which is listening for what is not being said because of the things that were being said. And so when you can hear what's not being said, you have an ability to connect with a person that you don't normally have. And because of that tweak in something that I said, it shifted the conversation completely, where this prospective consultant was not open at all and was actually a little on the belligerent side, was actually open to having another conversation after she did some, you know, watch some other videos. And so I tell you that because that is part of the law of the lid, is that because I had done some other training and development before, I was able to utilize that in my Ambit Energy business, in talking to this person on a three-way call. No knowledge or expertise or mechanics of the business would have given me that insight to have that conversation with her. Nothing about the how to build the business was going to help me in that conversation. It really was the mental mind game and what I had already done in the past to develop me to actually be effective in that conversation. So especially as you move up in leadership, you've got to develop yourself even more, because that's going to be the line of demarcation between someone who's good and someone who's great, someone who's great and someone who's amazing. And if you look at people who are paid really, really well, they get paid for how they think. And you can only develop yourself and your thinking by working on yourself and working on your thinking. I mean, it's just the only way. And so, you know, it was definitely a great reminder for me, because sometimes I even have the tendency as an engineer, I have a tendency to just think it's something that I don't yet know that has me not be effective. And a lot of times the knowing that I look for is the mechanics. It's the doing. It's the what do I say? What do I do? It's a technique. It's a something like that. Whereas sometimes the knowing that's missing is not a technique. It's really a relationship skill that I don't yet have mastery over. So something to also consider on that. And he talked about a couple other things too. And I'm just going to hit some of the highlights that really stuck out at me, that really just kind of hit home and talked about what really affected me for that. And I've been participating in personal growth and development since 1998, so I've got a lot of personal growth under my belt. But it's always good to be reminded of things, and sometimes it's packaged differently, and sometimes it takes you spending time and money to really get something. And I've read lots of John Maxwell's books before, and I've seen that before, but it was just a great reminder. And I took down and jotted down some notes in my notebook of things I could actually use to apply towards the business. But the other thing that kind of really resonated with me yesterday was something that he talked about from T. Harv Eker's book, Secrets of the Millionaire Mind. And I had forgotten, it's been years since I've read this book, and it was really actually on Brian's recommendation. And the book, for those of you who haven't read it, it really is about how you've been programmed in the past in and around money and finances. And that programming you've had, and it's usually subconscious programming. It's not something you actually intentionally programmed your mind to think, but it's stuff that you've grown up with or stuff that you've witnessed or stuff that you've watched on television or movies, any influence you've had around that. And one of the things that T. Harv Eker talks about is you've got an input and then you've got an output. You've got a printout. So whatever you input, the software, things that you input will correlate. The output is a direct result of the input that you put in. So if you think about it, you know, I do a lot of, you know, my parents' 50th wedding anniversary is coming up in 2 weeks, and it's a really big deal. And they're having a celebration of their most intimate friends, their 270 of their closest friends. So it's a really big deal, and I'm helping to format some of the programs, and sometimes I'll print it out, and I'll notice that it's completely off. It's completely wonky. And so I've got to go back to the software, and I've got to adjust margins, and I've got to adjust this and tweak that and, you know, make some fonts bigger and make some spaces smaller. And then I print it out again, and then I look to see, is that working? Is that what I want? And if it's not what I want, I got to go back again and make those adjustments. And so if you think about it from that vantage point, the output, the printout in your life is a direct correlation of the actual programming or the input. And what T. Harv Eker talks about is that the spiritual, the mental, and the emotional are the input, and what is the printout is what you see in the physical. So in our business, the actual printout that we see in the physical is your paycheck, your income. That's the actual physical output. So whether you could also relate it to how many customers you have, you can relate to how many consultants you have. But at the end of the day, we're all here, and you joined AMP Energy to make money. So that's the actual physical output. So if the physical output isn't exactly where you want it to be, what's the programming? What's the software? What's the input that's going in that's producing that kind of output? And the only thing that you can change to change the output is to change the input. So just like on the program I was doing for my parents' wedding, right, their anniversary, I'm trying to do this church program, and it's not coming out quite the way I want it to. So the only thing I can do, I can't complain about the program, the output. I can't complain about the printing. I can't complain about how it looks, because that won't make any difference. The only thing that's going to make a difference is if I change the input, if I change what goes in to the printer so that it can print out that actual hard paper program, okay? So if I, in the same way in your ambient energy business, a lot of times we look at our income and it's not exactly where we want it to be, and so you might be complaining about it. You might be blaming this or blaming that, and really it's the input, it's the programming, your thought processes and what you do with it that drives the output. It drives the action. It drives what happens that produces your particular result. So you may be taking a lot of action, but what's missing is the actual mental mind game. It's the personal growth that's not having you effective in that action that you're taking. So, you know, the other, when we talked about it, one of the things Brian brought up was really, you know, there's got to be urgency in what you're doing. You know, a lot of times, and Richard actually had us listen to The 4-Year Career by Richard Bliss Brook as we were driving down, and he says listen to the second CD first. So if y'all go get that, listen to the second CD first. And one of the things that he talked about on this CD is he said, you know, people say they work their network marketing business part-time, but really most people work it sometimes, some of the time. And if they actually worked it part-time, meaning 20 hours a week, in 4 years they'd already be successful. They'd already be producing the kind of results they want to produce. And I think one of the reasons why that happens is there's a lack of urgency. There's something in the input in the brain doesn't allow for urgency to occur so that the output, what happens in the physical, is consistent with what you say you want. So if you look at your business and you look at where it is, for most people on the call, what's happening in your business is not consistent with what you say you want. But if you look at your actions, is it consistent with producing the result you say you want to produce? And if it's not, what's the driver for that? And so for a lot of people, it might be something you're thinking of, some lack of leadership, some lack of faith. It's something around the mental mind game of the business that's having you produce those kind of results. And then we spent a big chunk of our time talking about a mission statement. And, you know, if you don't already have a personal mission statement, I highly recommend you spend some time doing that. And there's a lot of tools out there that can help you find a mission statement. And I've been, prior to going to Yellow Jacket Mentoring years ago, I had tried and worked on my mission statement a lot of times, a lot of different times. And I had come close to stuff and, you know, it was good. You know, there were things that I wrote down as my mission statement, and though I said that that was my mission statement, it wasn't something that really resonated with my being. And I think when you find the mission statement that really does resonate with who you are and what your real mission is in life, it'll resonate. It'll light you so much on fire. It'll be so much of who you are that everything you do is colored by the mission statement. And so we spent a lot of time working on that mission statement, and I think the reason why I was able to nail down my mission statement years ago, and I think it must have been 5 or 6 years ago that we did Yellow Jacket Mentoring with Brian, I think the reason why I was able to nail it down is because we did it in a group atmosphere. And, you know, I've done lots of programs with Landmark Education, and one of the reasons why that works for that company and the type of education they do is because it's done in a group atmosphere. And when it's done in a group atmosphere, you start to see yourself in other people. And as other people speak, you start to hear yourself or you start to see yourself in them. And so when we were doing these mission statements and Brian's coaching people about their mission statement, he's pulling things out and he's helping them, you know, slice and dice and, you know, omit and, you know, cut down. I think when that happened for me a few years ago, I really got my mission statement. It's been something that really I live my life by. And so I live my business by it. I live my kids by it, how I grow my team, how I am in my marriage, how I am as a parent, how I am as a sibling, how I am as a leader. It really does color how I operate. And so I say all that because if you don't have a mission statement, eventually what happens is you start running out of why are you doing what you're doing. You know, there's got to be a greater reason for why you're doing what you're doing. And I think when you start to do things that are consistent with your personal mission and you figure out what that personal mission is, then you start to really experience a level of fulfillment that you don't currently have. And that's in your AMBA energy business, you know, when you've got a driver that's not just money. And money's a great motivator. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with being motivated to make income and provide something better for your family and provide a legacy. There's nothing wrong with that. But what will really enhance it is to have an incredible mission statement. And all your goals will point towards your mission statement. So your mission statement is the thing that drives who you are and what you do and how you're building this business. And so, you know, I think about some of the people who got their mission statement, and I can tell you that it changes the way they see their life, and it definitely changed the way they see their business. And one of the things that I saw this weekend and yesterday, and I think what was a eye-opener for the 80 people that were there was that, you know, I shared some of my history and my past, and I think people were really surprised by where I come from, because I think as people we forget that when we're talking to someone, you're not just talking to the person that's saying what they're saying. There's a whole host of events that string together that person's life that makes up who they are. And in knowing that and just being aware of that, it changes how you interact with people. And this is something that you can use in all your interactions with people all across the company and the business. And so, you know, if I would strongly recommend that you go Google something around mission statements, and there will be a lot of tools. But I do recommend that if you have a chance to go to Yellow Jacket Mentoring, that you do it. And I know, Brian, the only way you can go to it is if you go to the leadership breakfast during Power Trip. So for those of you who are, you know, going up to Power Trip in the fall in Pennsylvania, definitely go to the leadership breakfast so you have an opportunity to register for Yellow Jacket Mentoring. And, you know, I've participated in personal growth for almost 2 decades now, and it's been probably the cornerstone that has my life be as rich as it is today, aside from my faith. And really, my faith is only here because, you know, through personal growth allowed me to reconcile a relationship with God that I had walked away from in my young 20s. And so, you know, I'm just really passionate about it because I know the difference that it makes. And I just love Brian dearly for giving selflessly of himself this weekend because, you know, when you're making the kind of cash Brian makes, you don't need to go and help people. You don't need to give up your Saturday with your family. But it's his heart that allows him to do it. And though he didn't share his mission statement and he doesn't do that, I'm clear that it is consistent with his personal mission, which is why he does the things he does, which is why he stayed an additional 2 hours afterward to talk about the paradigm shift training. And, you know, I want to talk a little bit about that and my experience of it. You know, I know a lot of people are, you know, some of the leaders are apprehensive about it because we've got the system that we've used for almost 10 years now that's really worked and we've developed it. But I can tell you, what I'm seeing about the paradigm shift for the people on my team that are really utilizing it is really laser focused in on what there is to do in the business that's going to have people be really effective. When you sit down with a new consultant and or a prospective consultant, you know, I think a lot of times people are spending a lot of time talking and talking and talking and encouraging and teaching and training. But with the paradigm shift, one of the things that I see that's the biggest difference maker is you are putting yourself on the clock. You are literally starting a time clock, and you are going to calculate an hourly wage. And because you're on a time clock, you're going to be really, really effective. And what that reminds me of is my dad. I love my dad. My parents immigrated here from Vietnam when my mom was pregnant with me, and it was in 1975, and my dad was a high school principal in Vietnam, which is a very, very distinguished position, highly, highly respected. They treat educators in Vietnam like they are royalty. I mean, he's like celebrity status. And when he came to America, he just didn't have – his degree was of no good. He barely spoke English, so – going back into education wasn't an option. And my dad was a hard worker, and he had 7 kids, and he needed to provide for them. And for most of his adult life, he worked in manufacturing. And he would be on the manufacturing floor, and they got paid at an hourly wage, but they got paid on production. So if the team moved fast, then they got paid a higher hourly wage because they got paid for what they produced. So my dad always would be the encourager because he's a natural-born leader to encourage his team to move a little bit faster so that everybody could get paid more. And I tell you that because that's this business. That's what the paradigm shift does, is it's going to encourage the consultants to move faster, have more conversations in a shorter amount of time to drive that hourly wage up. And for those of you who haven't already heard the paradigm shift or are not aware of what it is, you got to go on topambitleaders.com. You got to click on the business builder calls. You got to listen to the call on April 3rd and then all the subsequent calls after that and listen to what the paradigm shift is. This is not a new system. This is not getting rid of the invitation, presentation, validation. That's not what it is. What it is it's tweaking the approach ever so slightly so that people can hear something that resonates with them. That hourly wage resonates with people. Being able to produce something in 2 hours and seeing the fruit of their labor resonates with people. When you talk to someone about making $50, $75, $100, $150 an hour, they can relate to that because it doesn't matter where you are, who you are, how long, what you do for a living. Everybody can relate to an hourly wage. I mean, I spoke to a waiter about an hourly wage making $75 an hour who was excited, as well as a doctor who I talked to about making $75 who was also excited because they both understand that kind of language. And when you can show them how in 2 hours they can produce that immediately, it's immediate gratification because in our society, it's all about immediate gratification. We are living in a microwave age, not a crock pot age. I mean, people like immediate. They like fast. They like things now. You know, I joke around. I mean, Richard loves Whataburger, and for those of you in the Northeast, you have no idea what a Whataburger is. It's a fast food restaurant, but they cook their burgers. It's made to order. And I always complain to him because that's where he likes to go if we are picking up something fast. And the food is good, but it is the slowest fast food on the face of this planet. And that's the world we live in. You know, everyone wants something fast. And when I want fast food, I want it fast. And what's great about the paradigm shift is it plays right into that. The world that we live in is fast. It's immediate results. And you're getting people to produce immediate results. And when people produce immediate results, they get really excited. And they start to talk to people. And those people start to see immediate results. And they get excited. And they start to talk to people. There's a reason why the people who are implementing the paradigm shift are seeing more and more people come into their business. The percentages of people triggering bonuses are higher, and people are getting promoted faster because they've now got a system for producing rapid results. So the paradigm shift, you know, it's part of what I talked about on most of the call is you've got to wrap your brain around shifting your thought processes. So the only way to get a different physical output is to shift the input. So if you can shift the way you think about the paradigm shift training, it will shift how you apply it in your business. And those that are seeing tremendous results are applying it well. So the next paradigm shift training is going to be in Tyler on Monday, June 20th. Brian's doing another one in Chicago on June 29th, and literally sitting with me, Brian, and Regina Gale, we scheduled the Texas tour. July 11th, Brian's going to be in Odessa, Texas. July 12th, he's going to be in Dallas. And July 13th, he's going to be in Houston. Actually, it's going to be, I think that's Clear Lake, South Shore Harbor. So you'll be looking for that on topavitleaders.com. If you're not subscribed to Brian's email, make sure you subscribe to that because when all that those details get nailed down, he will send that out via email to anybody who's subscribed to him. But I'm telling you, if you adopt this paradigm shift, and it really is just a shift, it's the same system we've used, it's the system 2.0. I think a lot of people are concerned, like some people aren't even watching the video. And, you know, this is no different than how we've always done it before. If someone wants to join without watching the video, by golly, get them started and get them trained. Show them how to make money and trigger a bonus and build a team. And the thing that I like about the paradigm shift is it's doing exactly what we tell people that we get paid for, which is gather customers and help other people do the same thing. So all we're doing is gathering customers and helping people gather customers. So it's not a departure from our business, but boy, it's producing tremendous results. And when I sit there and I listen to Brian, who's making well over $500,000 a month, which is a number that I can barely wrap my brain around making on a monthly basis, who says, I'm coming out of retirement and I'm going to start personally sponsoring again. And though Brian hasn't really fully been in retirement, he certainly has been retired from personally sponsoring. When he tells me he's going to get back at it to personally sponsoring, that is huge. That is a clue, people, that this thing works and that he's coming out of semi-retirement where he's going to be personally sponsoring again and building a team again. That should be a clue to you that this is definitely something you want to apply in your business. And, you know, he was telling me that the company ran the percentages of growth of the consultants that are really applying it. It's astronomical. There's a reason why Brian's going to be training on this at Ambition. There's a reason why you got to get your team to Ambition. Ambition's going to be rock star, guys. I mean, we literally are telling people if you're not registered for Ambition, one, you're losing out on a lot of money this month. But two, I mean, how serious are you about the business? It's the granddaddy, the Mac Mama of them all, of all events. And so, you know, get you and your team to that event because it will dramatically explode your business. So I'm excited. I'm excited about what's to come. I'm excited about our business. I've got a new lease on our business right now. Those of you on my Odessa team, I will definitely be seeing you this week. Those of you that are in Boston with Richard, you know, y'all make the most of him being away from our family. But there's a reason why Richard and I are both going to be away from our kids. We don't usually travel, both of us, away unless we're together. We're away from our kids and away from each other because right now the business is that good. It's that good. It's that big. There's that much money on the table. There's that many lives that can be changed. If you press in during this time, I'm telling you, your life will be completely unrecognizable in the next couple of years. And if I could make you do it, if I could make you work, if I could make you see it, I would. I would drive your house, every single one of you, and make that happen. But I can't do it. You're just going to have to trust the process. You're going to have to throw yourself fully in and give it everything you've got because it's worth it. You know, I look at my kids and I see how they've grown up and their thought processes and what the environment that we've been able to provide for them because of this business. And I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful for all the years that we did that. I'm so grateful for leaders like Brian McClure pouring into us. I'm so grateful for Chris and Jerry and what they've done at the corporate headquarters. And I want that for you. I want that for you and your families. But I can't do it for you. It's going to take you doing it. And you've got every tool available at your fingertips to get it done. But if you're not, again, if you're not familiar with the Paradigm Shift training, make sure you get on topavantleaders.com and listen to those past Business Builder calls and get yourself ready. And then those of you who are able to go to any one of those trainings, even if you've already been, listen to it again. I heard Brian in Tewksbury, Massachusetts. I drove to Austin with a team of people and heard him again. I'm going to be driving to Tyler on the 20th also with a group of people to hear him again. I heard him train on this yesterday. And the more I hear it, the more solid it becomes for me and the more facile I'm going to be with it. So, yes, you need to learn knowledge and expertise, and, yes, you need to learn more about personal growth. You need all of it. If you want to be the best you can be to make the most you can make, you got to get as much of it in you as you possibly can. So with that, I'm going to turn it back over to you, Bear. I'm totally super stoked and excited. It's a great time to be in the business for sure.
I can certainly hear it. I love it when you get excited. Hey, folks, topambitleaders.com. Go see Mary M. Wado. Talk about gathering loyal customers. I'd recommend that you get your team on this call. I'm going to open up the lines. I hope to see you all soon. Take care.